Happy Monday. I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Hey, if you skipped the weekend, the long weekend, I had good stuff in there. I wound up not using all the filler I had been saving. There are real episodes. Go back and listen. Stephen Colbert talked about the president making some appearances for a change and says Trump knows if he comes out of his bunker and sees his shadow, he'll only have six more weeks of being president. Ted Alexandro commented on Netflix pulling down Chappelle's show. If you missed that, that was a bonus episode on Tuesday. Short version is Chappelle was kind of sad that he wasn't being paid for Chappelle's show running on Netflix, and Netflix was like, all right, we'll take it down. Ted Alexandro said, if Chappelle complains about show business, think how the rest of us feel. The Grammy Awards, which will be hosted by Trevor Noah, I got a problem with them. Let me read to you. To be eligible, recordings must be for sale commercially via general distribution or made available as a digital recording, either for sale or via a recognized streaming service. Okay, let me do that again. To be eligible, recordings must be for sale commercially via general distribution. Okay, remember that point. Or made available as a digital recording, either for sale or via a recognized streaming service. First, I'll just give you the nominees. The nominees for Best Comedy Album: Black Mitzvah by Tiffany Haddish, I Love Everything by Patton Oswalt, The Pale Tourist by Jim Gaffigan, Bill Burr's Paper Tiger, and Jerry Seinfeld's 23 Hours to Kill. Now, here's where my problem is. I think two of those are really Netflix specials and not comedy albums. I would like to see the Grammys recognize comedy albums, not Netflix specials. Now, in the past, there have been some things that have won Grammys that aren't really albums. Oh, I'm sure everyone's playing by the rules and pressing, you know, three copies on CD and sticking them at the hipster store in Portland, Oregon. And if you try hard enough, you can buy 23 Hours to Kill by Jerry Seinfeld. But I challenge you right now, go purchase 23 Hours to Kill, Jerry Seinfeld's apparent new album. Don't watch his Netflix special. Don't buy it on DVD. I want you to buy Jerry Seinfeld's 23 Hours to Kill album. Let me know where you find it. I looked. It's not on Amazon. I program a streaming service at Live by Live. It's not available in the library. Maybe, and I haven't done the homework here, maybe the Netflix channel on Sirius is streaming this and that quote-unquote counts. But I don't think you can buy, as an album, 23 Hours to Kill by Jerry Seinfeld, so I think it should be ineligible. Patton Oswalt's I Love Everything, also a Netflix comedy special. Also, I can't find it. If you can find it, let me know. I'm on Twitter at DCNPod, facebook.com/dailycomedynews, but I don't see it. I think it's a Netflix special. Again, I'm sure it's streaming somewhere, or maybe if I walk into the right record store in Greenwich Village, New York City, I'll find it. But I'm going on things like, you know, Amazon.com. As I'm recording this, I'm looking on Apple Music. I don't see it. I think it's a Netflix special. Shouldn't win a Grammy. Patton Oswalt's great. Jerry's great. Shouldn't win a Grammy for Best Album. These are Netflix specials. That leaves us with Bill Burr's Paper Tiger, Jim Gaffigan's The Pale Tourist, and Tiffany Haddish's Black Mitzvah. Let me just go in order. Bill Burr doing Bill Burr things. Jim Gaffigan doing Jim Gaffigan things. Tiffany Haddish, I think that album is a little weak, so I'll cross that one out. Gaffigan or Bill Burr? I'm going to give it to Bill Burr. I feel like he's the comedian of now. And this might be a Lifetime Achievement Award, but it's going to be the same thing if we give it to Jim. Bill Burr would be my choice for the Grammy, as handed out by Trevor Noah. And again, Bill Burr's album, Paper Tiger, I can buy it. I can stream it. That's an album. Hannibal Buress spoke to Vulture about sobriety. He was on their A Good One podcast, and I'm a big fan of Hannibal. Hannibal said, somebody said recently, we were talking about drinking. He was like, people that drink are so weird, and you're so strong for stopping drinking. I was like, it's not that tough to sober up once you hear the TMZ voiceover saying your name, like, Hannibal Buress got drunk. Like, well, that's it for me. That was a wrap for me for drinking. I probably kept it up for the rest of December of 2017 and then shut it down in the new year. I really had to reflect on how many of these drinking stories I had. I got drunk and then this happened. I got drunk and then said this. The New Orleans one is probably the only one that's not in a somewhat negative place, which is why I do cherish the story. I remember being back in New York and telling it and realizing it's one of my few bits about having a good time. It's not sarcastic. It's not about me trying to one-up somebody with wit or being mad. It's just, we were drunk, we went to New Orleans, we did this thing, and it was fun. It's tough to write bits like that because that's not the main place that comedy comes from. But the energy levels now and the clarity and the time that you've gotten back because of it, I'll take that any day. It's still a struggle. That's my other reason, too. So let's not bring drinking into it and make it tougher than it needs to be. Maxim spoke to Bert Kreischer. They were like, you have some really infamous stories and bits that people always want to hear. What's that like as a comedian? Because obviously when you go see Def Leppard, you want to hear Photograph and Pour Some Sugar on Me. But what do you do as a comedian? Def Leppard is what Maxim pulled out. I guess Maxim's going for people my age and I'm no kid anymore. Bert said, my take is I look at it this way. If I'm performing in a bigger venue than I did last year to more people, then there are actually people that have not heard that story. And from whatever you saw on Netflix, you'll always see a brand new hour when I come to your city. And hopefully not just repurposed themes. For me, it's a brand new hour. And hopefully I've grown as a comic. And then my deal with my fans is after my new hour, if there's a story you want to hear, I'll always give it to them. I'll say, I can tell Flying Dildos. I can tell Fight a Bear. I can tell Rachel Ray. I can tell Starbucks. Or I can tell The Machine. And everybody always wants to hear The Machine. Stories are different, in my opinion, than a bit. A bit, if you heard the bit, you lose the laugh. It's predictable. With a story, it's always changing. It's always in flux. I don't tell The Machine the same way I did when they heard it on the internet. I've got 9 sidebars inside of it of jokes that make me giggle because I got bored of it. When I go off on tangents, I let the story breathe. I think a lot of comics got the wrong message from Bill Burr and Louis C.K. Bill and Louis were the ones that created the, hey, let's do a brand new hour every 18 months. And I think a lot of comics did themselves a huge disservice by thinking they needed to hold their standards to Bill and Louis. Bill and Louis are game-changing comics. They changed the way that everybody does it. And I'm like, not everyone needs to do that. If you were just performing at Funny Bones, it's okay to tell a bit that murders and tell it a couple times. We used to do that before Bill and Louis changed the game, you know? I do think, unless you're a comic playing at theaters and charging $35 a ticket and selling 7,000 tickets in a weekend, unless you're that guy, dude, just murder. Just murder. When you get to the level where Bill and Louis are, then you could hold yourself to that standard. But until that time, there's no reason for you not to have a great set to strangers, you know? And that is your comedy news today. Would love to hear your take on the Grammys. Again, I don't think those things are albums. They're Netflix specials. They're good stand-up, but it's not an album. Follow the show on Spotify. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.